Well, in 1949, we went into Yankee Stadium. Red Rolfe was the manager. And like I say, I was pinch hitting and stuff. I hadn't started a game, I don't think, for 40 games. Wow. I hadn't started a game. And we were going to play the Yankees a doubleheader. When I walked into the clubhouse, it was on a Sunday. Somebody said, "Pat, Red wants to see you." And whenever you haven't been playing and you're pinch hitting and stuff, you figure, hell, I want to figure out if I'm traded or they'll let me go or what. But when I went in, he said, "Whatever game they pitch a right-hander, I'm going to give Johnny Groth a rest." Yeah, it was the second game of the doubleheader. Vic Rash, he started. I hit a home run the first time up. I got a infield hit the next time. And I think I walked. And I hit another home run. And I walked and I hit another home run.
Wow.
It was it turned out to be a slugfest. I think the score was 12-something. 12-8 or something like that. I don't know what the heck the score was. But I went to bat six times. I was walked twice. Had three home runs and a single. And I was the next hitter with one out, man on first base, and Johnny Lipon hit into a double play.
Oh, no.
Now, I may have struck out the next time up.
Sure,
but
you don't know that.
That one more chance, the way things were going for me, I was the most surprised guy in the park. If I hit another one, there's not very many that hit. I think there's about 12 or 13 guys that hit four home runs in a game.
I'm not sure there's that many. How many RBIs did you have?
Oh, God, I don't know what it was. I don't know how many was on or anything. I had the three home runs.
Well, that's
when we still left the gloves on the field.
Yeah, I remember that. I was a little
and
boy.
I would go out to get my glove, and I couldn't find it. And here the umpire had it under his arm, hiding it from me. And when I went over to get it, the umpire said, "Keep going, Pat, keep going." So they were pulling for me.
Yeah, that's great. That's a game that a whole lot of people will never have. That's a tremendous game.
Yeah.
I guess it's been over 50 years since it has since you started playing. There've been a lot of changes. There've been artificial turf and DH and playing indoors and all the big money. What do you think of the changes that have taken place?
Well, I feel this way. You know, like you hear a lot of people talk about all the money that the players are making and so forth, and I guess I have to be honest, sometimes I just can't believe, you know, what the heck they're making.
Isn't that something?
But I feel that, well, more power to them, because I know that, like when I started to play, first year I come up, I was making $4,500. And was thrilled to death to be in the big leagues. I couldn't believe I was going to walk on a major league diamond. But I guess back then, a guy like Enos Slaughter, an established player, was making about 12.5. But I have a thing in 1940 World Series, Detroit lost to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
The losing share. And there has Greenberg and Gehringer and all those guys, Buck Newsom. The losing share was about 4,000 something, where today I think it's 90.
You know,
it's way up there.
Yeah, it's a different world.
All the things I know that when I went back up as a coach, not only with Detroit, but with Montreal, I mean, the way they travel, you never see your luggage. It used to be whenever we rode the trains and you get into St. Louis, the train might be a half a mile from the station and you carried your suitcase. You carried your suitcase into the station,
mm-hmm.
got in the cab and went. And of course, like now when a ball game is over, you're going to go on the road. come around, want to know if you want steak or lobster, if you want this or that, and the ball club's paying for that, you got the meal money in your pocket.
Wow.
So, it's, it used to be that, like when I first came up with Detroit, and I guess other ball clubs did it, the hotel you stayed in, they didn't give you the cash. You signed a ticket when you had your dinner at that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they got away from that, and I think it was much better that they give you the cash. If you didn't want to eat at the hotel, you could go to a good Italian restaurant or seafood, wherever you might want to go.
That makes sense. That's got to be the biggest difference between...
Yeah, what?
The money has got to be the one biggest difference, I guess, between...
Oh, my God, yeah.
I guess they make more meal money than you guys made in a season.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
From your career, did you save souvenirs?
What's that?
Did you save souvenirs from your career?
Well, I have the first glove that I ever used in a big league. It looks like a little hand glove.
I bet it does.
I have that, and of course, I have a uniform like from Montreal. I have a Detroit uniform. I didn't save a whole lot, except my wife had a scrapbook and stuff like that, where she put things in.
Did you ever have your baseball cards?
Baseball cards?
Yeah, the ones that you appeared on.
Yes.
Do you have those now?
I don't have all of them, but I have I have a couple of them, like the 52. I have the one that's in good shape is a reprint.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I have the everybody in 52 when they had a reprint of the 52 thing, they sent me a box of all the cards.
Oh, that's good.
And then I get letters maybe 3 or 4 times a week from people like I got your letter.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have a baseball card or something, and I think to myself, where in the world did they get this one? But I do have some of the cards, yeah.
Do you, these people ask you for autographs that write?
What's that?
The people that write ask for autographs?
Oh, yeah, that's what they write for, yeah.
Do you sign?
Yes.
That's good. What do you think of these?
I sign it as soon as I get it. If they have cards, I sign it. If they have index cards they want me to sign, I sign it. They usually put a self-addressed envelope in.
Uh-huh.
And I have it ready to go out in the mail the next morning.
Well, that's great.
If a young boy or girl or an older person takes the time to do that, I'm going to get it back out in the mail and get it back to them.
Boy, that's great. What do you think of the baseball card shows they have nowadays where they charge for autographs?
Yeah, well, I had a guy call me the other night, wants me to go to a baseball thing here locally where I live. And the way he talked, he contacts people where he can buy, I guess, pictures of me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm supposed to meet him sometime in March to talk about this thing. But I don't want it, like if I go, I don't want the people to think that I'm charging them for my autograph, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand, like if he has these pictures that I don't have, you know, I wouldn't have that many. And if he sells those, well, I guess that's all right. You know, if they don't have them and if they want that.
Sure. But you ought to get something for your time.
Hmm?
You ought to...
Well, yeah, when he asked me how much I charge, well, I'd never been to one of them. And I said $10,000, and he almost fell off away from the phone. He's a local fella. But he is going to give me something for it, and of course it's nothing like that. I just shook him up real good.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you one more question. You were going back to school again and had the chance to start over, would you do it all again?
Yeah, because I'll tell you, as a young boy back here in the coal mines, my dream and my ambition was to someday be a major league ball player. But I get up in the morning, especially like during the summertime, I had my cereal, whatever it was. My mother had put my dad out to work, worked in a coal mine. I had my bat, which was tacked, a roll of tape to tape the ball when we needed it, and took off for the ball diamond. We played all day. I mean, if we didn't have enough for two teams, then we would play scrub. Or we wind up playing Indian ball. That was going all day.
Mm-hmm.
Play all day, look forward every day, and felt terrible with it. The days of the rain.
It sounds familiar. I grew up that way, too.
Yeah.
I mentioned my son. He's 17 years old.
Yeah.
He would kill to play professional baseball. He's a senior in high school, and he would love to. We're going to try to get him to college first. But I interview, I don't know how many. I've interviewed a couple, three dozen former players like you. And to a man, everybody says, yeah, if they went back, they'd do it all again.
That's right.
And that's great.
See, all my prayers were answered.
Yeah. Well, you had a good career, Pat. You had 10 years in the majors. You'd have had probably 15 if you hadn't gone in the service.
Yeah, that's right. And that is an active player, but as a, you know, as a coach with Montreal, by the gay time in Montreal, as a coach with Detroit, then I went to Cleveland with Joe Adcock as a coach. See, I'm just short of 18 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. That is major league-wise, but the time I spent with Montreal as a coach, of course, I was already drawing my pension and could no longer, you know, be entered pension-wise.
When you left Montreal, did you leave baseball, or did you still scout or things like that?
No, I went back as the minor league hitting coach, and I wasn't doing any scouting anymore. It was just I would go around our minor league ball clubs during the summer.
When did you finally hang it up?
85.
So it was just the other day, really?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, great.
Yeah.
Pat, I really appreciate your time and your courtesy. Would you like, well, two questions. One, I'll have this thing typed up and ready to go probably in 4 or 5 days. Would you like to see it before I submit it to the magazine to see that what's said is okay with you?
Well, no, I don't think you'll add anything to it.
No, it'll be what you said. Okay, well, then would you like to have a copy of the magazine when it appears?
Yes, yes.
Okay, how many? Is one enough, or would you like more than one?
Well, I'd like to have a couple.
Okay. Well, we'll send them. It's in a publication called Sports Collector's Digest. I don't know if you know it. It's basically for baseball card collectors, but they also have other features in there. And one of the features they have are interviews. It comes out every week, and they have interviews with different players and former players.
Yeah.
And it'll be in that, and usually it takes anywhere from 4 to maybe 10 or 12 weeks after I mail it to them before they publish it.
Yeah.
So as soon as it is printed, either I'll send you a couple of copies or I'll have the magazine send them directly to you.
Okay, fine.
Pat, I really appreciate your time. This has really been a pleasure for me because,
okay,
like I said, 40 years ago, you were my favorite player.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
All
good
right.
Night.